Blog Talk Radio.
Kia ora and welcome to the Haptic Cruise Show. I am your host Helen Bronze from Cruise Planners, and it is great to be with you on the show today. So, what are we going to talk about today? That is a great question. I actually got sent a really cool article, which I thought it's something we need to visit. Being the beginning of the year, it is something that we should all be looking at. Everybody at the end of 1 year, beginning of the next, sets their New Year's resolutions and starts setting their goals for the year and what they're going to do. So I want everybody to take out a pen and paper and put on their list for their goals, on their dream boards, everything, is to take a vacation in 2015. There was an article in the Money News this week that was published on January the 12th, so that was just a few days ago, that said that in a study, 42% of Americans skipped vacation in 2014. What does that mean? It means that there was 42% of the population didn't take their vacation. Why didn't they? There were lots of various reasons. But I'm here to tell you, there was an article that came out in 2013 that said Americans don't take vacations, even though it's one of the best benefits around, and that stress-related health care costs are estimated at $344 billion, and that is billion with a B, dollars a year. And that is just, to me, obscene. But then the article goes on to say is that the thing is that $344 billion is such an easy thing to fix because you just got to take a vacation. So why is a vacation important, and why should you be looking at it right now for the year? Well, here's why it's important. If you take a vacation, you are breaking your routine. Why is that a good thing? That is a good thing because, excuse me, my voice is going a little funny today. It is a good thing because if you break your routine, it resets the brain. And we all know with computers and every now and again, you've got to reboot them. You have to restart them because they get a little slow, so you've got to clear out the cache and the history and that sort of stuff to help them run a little faster. Same thing with your brain. Your brain gets a little overloaded with stuff. It needs to be reset. We do that by breaking our routine, taking a vacation. When you keep doing the same thing over and over again every day, day in, day out, going to work, slogging away at work there, your brain starts just getting bogged down, and you start doing things automatically. And then you start making things like simple mistakes. You'll start not being as creative as you normally are. Work productivity actually decreases. There's another reason to take a vacation. And not only that, by not taking a vacation, it is costing your employees money, your employer, sorry, money. So if you're an employer, you should be encouraging your employees to take vacation because it's costing you money when they don't take vacations. And you're probably thinking, well, hang a sec. If they don't take vacations, then I don't have to pay for vacation days. That is true. But here's the thing. If you pay for vacation days, they take a break, they come back, they're refreshed, they're recharged, they're more productive. The more productive they are, the more work they're outputting, more output that's going out, the more that goes on the bottom line. Less productive, less bottom line. More productivity, more higher bottom line. Which do you want? More profits, less profits. So think, less productivity, less vacations equals less productivity equals lower profits. More vacations, more productivity equals higher profits. To me, the math is very, very simple. And so you're probably thinking, well, I'm the only person that could do my job. Well, if you work for a company, I can guarantee that if you weren't to show up for work tomorrow or were to just suddenly just take off for whatever reason and not go into work, they would find somebody to do your job very quickly. They may not do it as proficiently as you, but they would soon very quickly get up to speed. They'll have somebody in there that would know what to do. There are very few jobs out there that require a very specialized skill where you couldn't be replaced. So just think about that. You can be replaced. So here's the other thing you've got to think about. You can either choose when you're going to take a vacation and get to do what you want to do while on vacation, or you can be forced to take a vacation because you are burnt out, you're stressed out, you may even end up in hospital with heart attacks, high blood pressure, strokes, all of those sorts of things that go with high stress. You may end up in counseling or therapy because of stress-related issues going on. And then you are now forced to take a vacation when you don't want to, and you're forced to contribute to the $344 billion in stress-related health care. Here's another thing. If you're not taking regular breaks and you're just working, your immune system is going to go down. If you don't take the breaks, you're going to end up with a poor immune system. Poor immune system equals poor health. So now we've got lower vacations equals lower productivity equals lower immune systems equals higher health care costs equals lower bottom line. Let's go to the other side of the equation. More vacations equals more productivity equals higher immune system, less health costs, higher profits. Do the math. Where are we looking good so far? I'm going with the one to take vacations. So now, the question is, why is now the best time to be taking a vacation or planning your vacation? I will tell you why. Because January, February, and March of every year is what we call wave season. This is the time of year where most people are planning their vacations for the year. Not only that, this is when the cruise lines and the tour companies go nuts with promotions. And believe me, there are promotions hitting my box. I've lost count the number of emails that come in my box on a daily basis with some vendor somewhere with some new promotion. I mean, there are great promotions on right now. You heard last week when we had Kristen on from International Expeditions with the Galapagos, how they have select dates with up to $1,500 off per person to go to the Galapagos in 2015 on select dates. They've got sailings where no single supplement is there for the solo travelers, which is awesome. You've got Celebrity. They have their 1-2-3 go promotion on right now. In fact, if there's certain staterooms that you book on Celebrity on certain sailings, you will not only get free gratuities, you will also get free drinks packages and up to $300 onboard ship credit. Who wouldn't want to cash in on a deal like that? I mean, if you're looking at going on our cruise in November to New Zealand, where we're doing the New Zealand cruise, you can actually get in on that all-inclusive 1-2-3 promotion. Because of the length of cruise and the type of cabins that we have available in that group block, we have the free gratuities, free drinks package, and the drinks package includes your beer, wine, and spirits, and you also get up to $300 onboard ship credit. That's like the $1,200 savings per person, per stateroom. I mean, who wouldn't want to cash in on a deal like that? And you get to go to New Zealand on top of it. Who wouldn't want to go to New Zealand? I mean, it's a great place to go visit. And to top it all off, I'll be on the cruise, and so will Casey Kiwi. And we've got some great people that are going to be traveling with us. So if you want to come with us, have a party in November, go to CaseyKiwisCruise.com and check out all the details. So, you know, those are just some of the crazy things they've got going on. Royal Caribbean has one. I saw that one earlier. I'm going to have to go find these while we keep talking. So think about, this is a great time to be booking your trips for 2015. Some of the tour companies have some great stuff going right now where they've got, where they have some great deals going with reduced pricing. They have got, book later in the year and get them at last year's prices. There's all sorts of crazy deals going right. I'm just telling you, these guys go crazy. excuse me. I have got to go find my voice again. So if you want to get on some of these crazy deals, go to connectwithhelen.com and you can sign up there, get a time for us to sit down and have a chat. And the cool thing about going to that one there is you get to choose the day and time for me to call you and we can sit and have a chat about your vacation. Some of the river cruises are 30% off their prices. I mean, crazy things. And these are deals that we typically don't see any other time of the year except at the beginning of the year. I mean, I'm just looking at my inbox now. There's over 100 emails in there just on travel deals. So if you want a travel deal, be it land, be it cruise, give us a call and let's see if we can find your favorite tour company, your favorite cruise line, and see what deals they have going for you right now. The other cool advantage about booking it now for later in the year is you're getting it on your calendar before your year starts to fill up. I mean, I was sitting down with my calendar the other day, putting some stuff in. I've got a mastermind group I belong to, so they gave us the first 6 months appointments of the year. So I've gone through and put those in, and I'm surprised at how quickly my year is starting to fill up. So now I'm going in there and putting in when I want to take vacations. And some people are like, well, you know, it's all great, cruises, land tours, that's great, but I can't afford to go away. There's always the option of doing a staycation. You know, what is local to you? And you've heard me talk about staycations. Take a weekend, make it a long weekend. Take off a Monday and a Friday, or go a Thursday through a Sunday and stay at home, turn your house into your hotel, get offline, go out and explore your local area. Maybe get in the car and drive 2 hours away and stay at a hotel there and go in and explore a new area. If you're if you're in somewhere like Los Angeles or San Diego, what about driving to Phoenix for a four-day weekend or up to Vegas for a weekend? Go midweek when it's cheap fares. We stayed at, for example, if you're staying there on the Strip, some of the hotels on the Strip will have ridiculous rates. We stayed, this was in May of last year when my parents were here. We went to Vegas. We were staying at the Excalibur, $29 a night plus resort fees. So I think it was like $49 a night to stay at the Excalibur. We had clean rooms. It was okay, but we just used it as a base. We weren't using all the entertainment there at the hotel, but it was right there. It was on the Strip. It was handy, and it was cheap. So, you know, you've got things like that, and that was in the middle of the week. We arrived on a Tuesday and left on a Thursday, and we had paid $49 a night. I mean, on the Strip. Who can get $49 a night on the Strip any other time? You know, you get to the weekend, and they're up to $200, $300 for the weekend per night. So have a look around. Talk with your travel advisor. See what they can help you with. It could be, going up and going skiing for a weekend at this time of the year. If you're near the ski fields, let's go for a ski weekend. It could be escaping to a beach resort or something like that. There's always something that you can do, even if it's just taking time off work, as long as it is breaking your routine of getting up in the morning, going to work, working all day, coming home. Break up that routine. Do something different. Find something to do. So take that time. I'm actually going to cut this show short today because my voice is disappearing and I don't want to get too croaky to the point where you can't understand me. So I do apologize for that. But the thing is get out there, get your calendar out right now. Work out when, if you've got kids, now I will tell you this, yes, when the kids are out of school, the prices for travel does increase. But here's another reason why you forward plan. Start thinking into next year. I was talking with a client today who's looking at 2017 to do a European trip. We can't quote them right now, but hey, we can give them a ballpark as to what it's going to cost them and know that the prices may increase at that point. So as soon as that starts coming up for 2017, we can start planning that for him, just giving him ideas right now. So start thinking ahead of places that you want to go, things that you want to do. Start putting them in your calendar now and do the first step. First step is to get it in your calendar, what dates you want to go. Second step is call your travel advisor and start talking to them, even if it's for next year. You can start getting ideas on the cost. You can start saving up for it. Some of the stuff, like some of the cruise lines have 2016 already open. So you can actually go and book that stuff right now if you want to. So get out there, go plan your vacations, take a vacation, even if it's a four-day weekend, take a break. Be more productive at work. But not only that, your work will improve, but your home life will also improve too because of the quality time, extra quality time you get to spend with your family. And to me, when it comes to things that people regret the most in life, the things they regret the most is the not spending enough time with their family and some of the things they didn't get to do, some of the places they didn't get to go see. So here is my option for you. Either one, plan when you are going to take your vacation, when you want to, and go where you want to go, or to be forced to take a vacation and contribute to $344 billion in stress-related health care. The choice is yours. Have a great week. Talk to you next week. Hei konera.